Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Hi. Well, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do, that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again, to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing, for the strengthening, for the redemption of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that under his cause I have some very, very important, yes, some very, very important things for him, for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, brothers and sisters, indeed, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed, I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, we know those who trust and seek the words of the Scripture, that it is written, my brothers and sisters, that all things hidden in the darkness, yes, must surely come to the light. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that all things must be brought again to remembrance. Well, tonight, I want to get down to the issue, get down into the issue of seeking to clarify quite a bit of scripture. Y'all willing? There's a lot of scripture that, quite frankly, I'm going to tell you, you can only believe that those in places of power have not necessarily understood for the full essence of their meaning. Had they understood, my brothers and sisters, I believe the world we live in would be a lot more concise, a lot more true to the will of the One. So by the power of the Spirit the Most High has granted me, I seek to, in this night, thankful unto the Most High. Yes, I thank the Most High that, let's just say that those who are willing to believe and believe and seek the Most High for His verification of all things. Well, I thank the Most High for the opportunity to make sure that we bring things to a greater sense of clarity, that we might come together, my brothers and sisters, on one page, under one consensus, and one understanding. Well, some of you may by now have looked at the intro to this show, and you'll find there, in the midst of this intro, a translation, if you will, of some of the scriptures you find in the book of Jakob. It might sound a little bit different from what might traditionally be accepted. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you that, quite frankly, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. There are those who would think the scriptures in the book of Jakob, they call it James. There are those who would just simply compel you to believe that just simply believing whatever you will with an absolute firmity will bring to bear anything that you desire. Well, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that these scriptures are for those who have the most meek and humble souls, most diligent and reverent souls, desires to see all of the Most High, all that the Most High Himself desires brought to bear. For I tell you now that Most High will not be destabilized with regard to His plan, not by the designs of any man. In fact, my brothers and sisters, He has declared Him that He will be true to all His word. Blessed then are those among us who will realize then the need to comprehend what the Most High Himself has foreordained, that we might be true to His word. For it is the multitude of variant ideologies that exist in this world today. Man, without the true knowledge of an absolute, seeking to declare his own sense of solution, signs as to what he would call a proper eventuality, a culmination in this earth. Forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and that he has a plan from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, not knowing what the Most High told all men we must ultimately expect, has only led to a lot of contention, a lot of confusion, a lot of self-righteousness, tremendous number of arguments, my brothers and sisters, that never should have been. But if all men knew simply what the Most High declared from the beginning and never had forgotten, did you hear me? If all men had known what the Most High declared from the beginning, retained that knowledge, never forgotten, just simply known to look forward to that eventuality. So much of what we see is the contortions and disparities, misopinion that exists in this earth would never have been. Man, true to his creator, my brothers and sisters, would truly have come to a wondrous place in his conscience by this time. But my brothers and sisters, there's a need that we discern what was the conscience of the peoples who did know the promise of old. But they knew, again, my brothers and sisters, they knew that in the judgment, every errant thought, word, and deed must all be reproved. That indeed in this earth, my brothers and sisters, shall be manifest what the Most High intended from the very beginning. And that is, my brothers and sisters, that mankind, be manifest of one mind true to his own. In communion with him, no contentions among us. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures have already said that unto peace, and that's the whole purpose of the gospel. I said unto peace, my brothers and sisters. The Most High, who is Spirit, will finally have a people manifesting in this earth that will worship him entirely as one, according to all that his Spirit reveals and requires, perfectly in truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is fair and lawful before him who made this world. That was the purpose of the gospel, my brothers and sisters. Messiah was given all the precepts of the kingdom on high. He said to all the nations, go ye forth. What he said to his disciples, that they should go forth to all the nations. He said, go ye forth and teach all the nations. And I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, wherever his word is gone, that word should have been impelled in its integrity. He told his disciples, go ye forth and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that all might honor the Most High as one. He said, teach them to do everything he commands. For only in seeking to do all that he commands, to vibrate as one after his one conscience, according to all that he requires, all that he reveals, only in that, my brothers and sisters, all the contentions, all the debate and all the doubt and disparities, and the warfare, yes, my brothers and sisters, that has plagued mankind might come to an end. Men believe that they must uphold ideals they believe, but a world far from discerning what the Most High has declared himself has been at war for a very long time. And again, my brothers and sisters, the gospel has always been under the cause of peace. And my brothers and sisters, the only way the world is going to have that peace is that every mind that will be conformed unto the one Most High shall be conformed beyond all double-mindedness, beyond all debate, beyond all doubt unto Yah himself. Desirous, my brothers and sisters, of his will, and trusting that Yah is just and righteous in all he says and does. Let me move swiftly through the intro, because it's time we understand the point, my brothers and sisters, of it all. All prophecy related that in this last day, the Most High would send Messiah to deliver first a people out of a kind of, if you will, Babylon West. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Please, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. You must understand according to Isaiah 24:10 through 16. Please examine it from texts like the NASB or NIV, RIV, texts using the Dead Sea Scrolls, and understand what is there. It talks about Messiah, my brothers and sisters, first appearing to a city in the west. Hosea, please read 11:5 through 12. It says Messiah will roar like a lion from the west, calling forth his people, and his sons shall come trembling from the west. Scriptures relate over and over again about a nation. Scripture relates it as a nation, which God say would be symbolized by a great eagle. It is, my brothers and sisters, according to Scripture, in so many ways, a nation of many nations, nations of many peoples, in one nation. All this is on my website where you might find it. I said hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies. Scriptures speak of in the midst of that nation. How about, my brothers and sisters, the confusion of all the nations? If we understand the plan of the Most High, we will see how this makes perfect sense. For from that place, the Most High has always prophesied, always related, that he will reprove all the injustices and the depravity, the confusion of a whole world. I want you to hear me. I'm relating what's related, I opened up the dialogue of this show with splash screen, opening intro screen of this show. So you might read if you're giving attention to this show from looking at the internet live or, for that matter, in the archives. And I wrote this word: we live today in what is the most diversely confused nation in the history of mankind. For a place like this, let us consider the only most diligent soul shall overcome this mass of unrighteous distractions. Hey, they're not true to the will of one. A multitude of varying ideas, my brothers and sisters, are not wrought of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Most High told me quite frankly, directly. He said, if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is true to a work of his spirit, having hearkened to the Most High, that man cannot be a disciple unto him. I will only tell you that a place consumed with a multitude of variant ideals is an obstacle against man discerning the will of the One. But my brothers and sisters, what of those who overcome the massive illusions that are there? Only the most diligent soul, my brothers and sisters, shall overcome this mass of unrighteous and distractions, all focused and gathered together in the differences, causing men to be all the more complacent in their diligence for discretion in a world that lacks it and still wants to call itself proud. I can only say that only the most diligent souls, strongest, most faithful souls, diligent for discernment, not to lie against the Most High, shall find a maturation in his righteousness. The souls most diligent to overcome this massive confusion in a place like this shall be confirmed worthy amongst the most faithful of mankind. And what the scripture said, his son shall come trembling from the west. Talk about Hosea. Read it again, Hosea. 8. How about 11:5 through 12. In the book of, they want to call it James. Book actually called Jacob. I will repeat these words because it's need to understand. It says, Jacob, a servant of Yah and our Lord Yeshua. He was not called a Christ in that time. That's a pagan Greek term related to one anointed after all the variant false traditions and false gods and misimaginations that was the pantheon of pagan gods of the heathen in ancient Rome. It's not called a Christ, my brothers and sisters, but one of the titles they wanted to take from you was the concept of a righteous one, anointed after the will of one. And my brothers and sisters, even after the Spirit that would teach all things and brings all things to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, bring a synchronicity of the minds that all comprehend unto the will of Yah with one understanding. And that's the purpose for which he comes. It says, Jacob, a servant of Yah, our Lord Yeshua, the Kurdi. So the 12 tribes of Israel scattered among the Gentiles, greeting. My brethren, he says, This is the Apostle Yaakov. My brother, he says, take it as a joy to you when you enter into many varied provocations. Well, some texts use the word temptation, but provocations is the same thing. It means, my brothers and sisters, that scattered amongst many diverse ideas among the nations, it's very easy for someone to seek acceptance amidst any one of a multitude of differing ideas that have gained some level of respect in a confused world. But my brothers and sisters, does it mean that the Most High respects them as well? And their differences against him? I would say, think again. But he says, take it as a joy to you when you enter into many varied provocations, differences of belief and ideal among the nations. Remember, he says this to the 12 tribes scattered among the Gentiles. What about a nation like this one, my brothers and sisters? The concentration of all these varying ideals. People get to a point where they've been taught to just accept these differences as if they were a normalcy, not discerning that it's impossible to have all these differences if people were to walk after the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that approves all sin, brings to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, all things, even an excellent right understanding of what is to be is the blessed expectation of the Most High. No divisions among us, no contentions among us. All devout unto the common understanding the Most High gives as one. He said, my brethren, taken to you as a joy when you enter into many provocations. For you should know that this trial of your faith, get my point, it should be translated in this wise. This trial of your faith will confirm your steadfastness. In other words, it grants you an opportunity to prove that you are worthy unto the Most High. Do I need to repeat that? It will grant you an opportunity to prove your faithfulness, your steadfastness, your worthiness before the Most High. The Most High is not going to build his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, on on the infirmity of a people divided. He said his people must become an invariant light unto a wavering world, according to all that is declared in the law and the prophets. If you allow anyone to destabilize you, then against the invariant light of the Most High, the truth of the Most High, the light of truth, my brothers and sisters, that whereby we might prepare ourselves rightly for his kingdom. He said if you allow anyone then to cause you to think the Messiah came to nullify the firmity of what's declared in the prophets, same thing if you allow anybody to cause you to turn from steadfastness. The same thing is written over in 2 Peter 3:14-18. It said, be very careful lest you fall after the error of the lawless. Put it together, the law and the prophets. You should be steadfast after the law of the Most High. You must become the invariant light of the Most High as a light too. The nations and all their differences, that we, all my brothers and sisters, who would be true to the Shema, the prime commandment of the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of heaven, which is called Shamayim, the people of the Shema, all of us seeking the fullness of all that is divine will, that we might be a blessing to one another, a strength to one another, all reinforcing the pure, perfect will of Yah. Think about it. A people that the scripture says in Zephaniah 3:13 will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue among them, having nothing to harm or destabilize them. The brother says that's the people the Most High said you preserve. It said, and then let your steadfast perseverance then, my brothers and sisters, perseverance unto being true unto Yah, that you do not lie, be unto a perfect work, that you might be perfect and complete. One scripture says we should be diligent, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures talk about it in 2 Timothy 2 chapter. He said, let us be, my brothers and sisters, complete unto all good works. as soldiers that need not be reproved. So let your perseverance seeking the Most High to be true to his name, who it says he is all in everything that he is and nothing that he is not, that you might be found worthy of his holy name. Let your perseverance be unto a perfect work, that you might be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if any of you lack this wisdom, if any of you lack this discretion, they put down here, let him ask. I would say, my brothers and sisters, far better that you discern what is necessary in an indiscriminate world. Scripture says Messiah offers vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. How about from this confusion in this world? In verity, he was heard. I'm speaking about Hebrews 5th chapter. Our brothers and sisters, are we so sure we have survived? Are we so sure, my brothers and sisters, we would overcome being devil's servants if we just take the pursuit of being found worthy of his name lightly? Remember, the Most High says he is all in everything that he is. When he says, you see, I am that I am, means he is all in everything that he is. That means he will not take into his kingdom, nor will he confirm any mind or heart not found proved to be proven steadfast to all that he decrees. And my brothers and sisters, not only all that he decrees, but shows a foundation firm enough to be stable with all the Most High shall decree. But there shall be no more rebellion, my brothers and sisters. Most High wants the people steadfast and true unto him. So if any of you lack wisdom, lack discretion, let him pray unto the Most High. What do you say? The wages of sin is death? How about the wages of a double mind? The wages, my brothers and sisters, of an insolvent sense of conscience. The wages of, my brothers and sisters, not finding unity in mind and heart, according to all the Most High declared as a righteous requirement, mutual requirement for all his people. What is saying, Scripture saying in Ephesians, so you must comprehend with all the saints. How about you must believe and be true, according to all the Most High declared of old. He says, must comprehend with all the saints, what is the height, depth, and breadth. All recognizing one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one standard. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says, unto a unity of the faith, even to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Or dare men say that they could subdivide the will of Yah, till every man is just thinks he can be justified by his own designs. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is not going to sign a contract that is not true to all that he has decreed. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him pray unto Yah. In other words, pray with a pure heart for all that is his will. What does Scripture say? If you love me, keep my commandments. That means keep guard, maintain, defend, desire to see manifest, revealed, and maintain the full integrity of all that is his will. And he said Messiah said he would ask of the Father. And I would say, pray unto the Father. To give you the spirit of truth, which the worldly, how about those, my brothers and sisters, who are not concerned about this perfect steadfastness, who care not whether or not the Most High's name is called upon in truth? He said the spirit of truth, spirit of constancy, spirit of steadfastness, spirit of justice, spirit of righteousness. Spirit of what is true unto the Most High, the worldly, those who are care not that this world is divided after a multitude of varying ideals lying against the Most High. He said the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who care not this world is divided. Every man contentious after his own ideals, presumptuous ideals. He said the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Well, let me tell you, in this society, they want to talk about what they call religious freedom. As if to say that everybody has a right to lie on the Most High according to whatever imagines or seems wise in his own heart. And institutions, my brothers and sisters, they tell you to go to, you really think that they are churches, that they would call you out from the world? When you have a multitude of leaders presumptuous after their own ideals, more concerned with their personal pulpits and thrones than the hope of peace. I said more concerned with the divisiveness caused by their multitude of pulpits and thrones. Do you think they care really about the reconciliation of a people, the peace of a people that it can only come to be when they are converted, when they are regathered, when they awaken beyond all these differences? Or do you really think they can be made, all these varying differences can be maintained, that men could actually say that unto Messiah himself, and to the glory of Yah his Father, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear? A few nights ago I did a show that relates that man is still carnal-minded when he trusts in a multitude of schisms and divisions. Still worldly. Still allowing the varying contradictions of men to be an obstacle against the awakening of his mind and heart. My brothers and sisters, all such variant misconceit must, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, must be overcome. For again, the Most High is forsworn that the people that he will declare steadfast unto himself are people, he said, will speak no lies, do no iniquity. Yes, my brothers and sisters, no deceitful tongue in their mouths. Speaking, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, if you continue to read all around, Zephaniah 3:9. Scripture says he will call this people to all call upon his name with one consent. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand the real. A couple of shows I did on the 17th and 16th of this month would help to understand that. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to understand that the apostles of old warned the churches that they should actually be in one mind if they're going to be called out of the world. That men's faith should be beyond just mere listening to men. That men's faith, my brothers and sisters, should come of a diligence to fully speak rightly according to all that was decreed by the one Most High. We all have to discern that, my brothers and sisters. Yes, we do. It says if we lack this discretion, the kind of discretion, my brothers and sisters, you can only get from Most High. I didn't think, does anybody really believe that discretion beyond all those conceits of all men is discerned by men? Keep going. So if any man lack wisdom, still let him pray unto Yah, who would give unto all men generously of his grace, of his favor, his mercy. The scripture says we should grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. That means he would grant us greater discretion. If we seek to be true to him, why should he grant any man of his spirit when that person has no desire to seek all the pure, perfect will of Yah and would only establish another variant ideal that would act as a contention against men awakening to the fullness of what is required? Every lie, every half-stepping belief of man is an obstacle, against discerning the greater wisdom of Yah. It's time we understand, our brothers and sisters. It's time we discern what must again be discerned. So scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him still, my brothers and sisters, then be wise enough to know he must pursue unto a perfect faith. Like I said, beyond all debating and all doubt. For he who doubts, double-minded, can be found, my brothers and sisters, having established a treacherous ideal against the perfect will of the one. See, he who doubts like the waves of the sea driven by the wind and tossed, no stability in him. My brothers and sisters, Most High is going to build his kingdom on something much more steadfast than that. So in other words, it said, let not then that double-minded, even treacherous, my brothers and sisters, man, Why do I say that? The Most High said he's all that he is. If we're going to swear to his name, we must seek him according to all that is his will. Anything less is a false oath. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it is to open the doors for all manner of deviant ideas. It is to open the doors for still what is the devil. Let me tell you something. Every variant allegiance in this world has a spirit, but only after the pure and perfect Holy Spirit, the highest vibration, my brothers and sisters, we transcend all contradiction and controversy. Most High, by a perfect word, discerned by a perfect spirit, that is by which, my brothers and sisters, he will judge and discern the integrity of every man's heart. So let not, he said, the treacherous man presume that he receive anything from Yah. My brothers and sisters, people need to ask, by what spirit is it that so often you tell people the truth, even alert them to things in the scriptures that they had not known? So often they are inclined to reject because they somehow believe the Most High is not one. He's going to judge people what? According to the very idea that they have assumed wise. They believe the Most High is not one, that he's going to justify men according to varying contentions that he never spoke. My brother says that's no respect for the Most High at all. And he said such a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. 17th verse of that same first chapter. Well, you need to think about it. The verses in the midst tell us that the word of Yah endures forever. Grass withers, the flower fades. In other words, all that men have esteemed to call glorious. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, might fade away. Contentions that men have exalted and called wise can fade away. But the word of Yah endures forever. He says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But the word of Yah, he said, 17th verse, is an invariant light, my brothers and sisters. It comes from the Father of light, even the light of lights, if you will. In whom there's no variableness, no variableness, no shadow of change. I have to ask my brothers and sisters, after all these differences, what is the light that men have been content to walk in? Has it been true to all the Most High declared? I say it's time we think again. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Giving attention to what was just said there. You ever stop to consider that the nation that is the most confused, diverse, how about watered down in its ideologies of all the nations? Our brothers and sisters is the most indiscriminate, though it might desire to call itself wise, might even want to say tolerant. But my brothers and sisters, can you look at and see your brothers and sisters so blind, so misled, not even discerning what is righteous yourself, having been fatally flattered? Can you look at it all this indiscriminate thinking, and sit back and believe the Most High is pleased and become completely insensitive to this lack of knowledge after which our people have been divided, destroyed? Our brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us we desire the greater spiritual gifts. This desire to edify. And that means seek what is the pure, perfect will of Yah for the good of us all. That's the utmost command. Like I said, more numerous are the diverse forms of worldly obstacles than every lie that a man believes acting as an obstacle against the certain greater dimension of truth than any other nation in the whole world. What about the ideas I've said so many times on this show? The Most High said the Messiah would emerge from a city. Zephaniah 3. How about Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6? Very good example. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Numbers 24, 14, 16 through 19. Amos 3, Revelation 16, 12 through 21. Revelation 6, 12. How about through acknowledge what 7, 2 has to say out to the 17th verse. Scriptures all over the Bible, my brothers and sisters, relating this truth again and again. How is it that your leaders didn't tell you? Because they want you complicit with this unclean spirit, not true to the will of one? Why didn't they tell you the plan if they were so wise? Like I said, the people of the Most High are commanded to be a sure and righteous example by following and pursuing the will of Yah. Even all the Most High declared the world is forgotten. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that we might walk as a righteous example, following after Yah and the way of holiness as a way of peace, a righteous example before all men. I didn't say my brothers and sisters seeking to persuade men according to their own ideals, but offering a righteous example before the Most High. We as a people far from having sought, however, today, a people far from having sought diligently enough the perfect way of righteousness, we should be very careful lest a deep root of inconsistency and infirmity continue to have possession of our souls. The instability of an indiscriminate misexample of brothers and sisters that has inhabited the hearts of men must be removed. We all must fully recover from every misconceit that society has compelled us to believe is wise. I want you to consider some things, my brothers and sisters, that we're going to find out in a minute. I'm giving you a little precursory idea of what's actually said, for instance, in Hebrews 12th chapter, particularly around 1140 to 1217. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. All these scriptures that are there are telling us we must learn to be, well, think about what's said in the 10th chapter. If any man turn back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. A man sin willfully, how about turn back from the truth after receiving the knowledge of the truth? No sacrifice to be offered for his sin, but he's ready for the fiery indignation that consumes the adversary. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, we must remain steadfast to the truth once we find it. We must prove before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that we will be steadfast to the truth, true to him and all he decreed. And if not, my brothers and sisters, actually the scriptures in Hebrews 5th and 6th chapter say we crucify the Son of Yah again to put him to open shame. I'm going to relate something to you, and I'm going to read these scriptures again. Scriptures warn us that we should not be like Esau was. And it's speaking to Israel. You need to think about that. In a time of turmoil, what did he do? A time of seeming lack, what did he do? Scripture says he sold his birthright. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? I'm talking about around reading Genesis 25, 29 through 34. Listen to the scripture. I might as well go into it for a second. Genesis 25, 29 through 34. If we understand these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, they have much more power in their implication than most might even begin to imagine today. I'm going to Genesis 25. I'll start at 29. They put down a morsel of meat in the book of Hebrews. But you have to understand something. Again, it looks like we got one of those Cain and Abel type ideas. They put down a morsel of meat, but sometimes the word they translate for meat in the Hebrew, or the way they translate the Hebrew, that word for meat is actually just simply means sustenance. It means food. Look at it. It says, Jacob sowed pottage. In other words, he was a grower of crops. And it said, Esau came from the field. Esau was a hunter. It's quite apparent that he came forth from the field, and let's just say he may have come back. Though a hunter, empty-handed, he was faint. It said, Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with some of that same red pottage. Some texts relate that pottage was lentil, if you will, even a lentil soup. Red lentils. Red pottage. For said, I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. He was faint. How about he wearied in his perseverance? Scripture says, as much we shall attain if we faint not. Think about it. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. The children Esau and Jacob were more than just brothers. They were twins. But when the two of them were born, it is related that Jacob held steadfast to Esau's heel. Those of you who know the story know that after the death of their father, Esau, even though Jacob was actually the second son to come forth, it was Jacob who gained the blessing. Esau preferred meat from the field. Jacob walked in with some of the prey from the hunt. And Jacob was actually given the birth, let's just say the blessing, that Yishak otherwise would have given to Esau. And Jacob said to him who had the pottage, he said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me, he said. Esau said. And Jacob said, swear unto me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised, or sold, if you will, or put off, or let's just say, considered his birthright, some way far less than all of the Most High. Well, let's just say he forgot what the Most High promised him. This might help to understand, then, the verses over in the book of Hebrews. At the 12th chapter that I said we were going to go look at earlier, I'm looking at the time. I got about 4 minutes. I might have to extend the show a little bit. I think it's important that I do. Again, I want to go to around 11:40 for the book of Hebrews, as I mentioned earlier. And let's see what I can do about make sure I can extend this time to make sure this get this main these main points across. Listen to the scripture. Y'all haven't provided a better thing for us. That without us, they, well, you're talking about the former saints, should not be made perfect. In other words, get the point. That means our number, or let's just say the number that is intended unto the kingdom, that was Most High provided a plan that those who enter the kingdom, the number that he had prescribed must enter, should not be made complete without those who are faithful in that day. Think about it. And he says, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, get this point, a great cloud of witnesses in this text, think about it. Number one, they had many testimonies concerning those who had been faithful, so that we should be the same. But at the same time, my brothers and sisters, we should be very careful. I say we should be very careful not to be blinded by the multitude of distractions. Did you hear me? We should be very careful not to be blinded by the multitude of distractions. So let us, it says, lay aside every weight. Let us be strong as those who were before us. And wherever there's a false testimony or falling short testimony that might act as an obstacle against our full awakening together. So let us lay aside every weight of and the sin which does so easily beset us. Meaning every fallen standard, any fallen short standard after which men would be prideful, let us cast it aside. He put it said, let us run with patience. Same thing with means steadfastness, surety, perseverance, strength, the race that is set before us. That means attainment unto him being, as the scripture said in the book of Jacob, complete, perfect work, perfect unto all that the Most High requires. He said, lest we seek beyond the contentions of our leaders. He said, lest we seek that perfect will beyond all the multitude of contentions of our leaders. I repeat, he rebuked both the scribes, Pharisees, and said, you must be converted beyond the leaders of the nations. He said, lest you do this, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. The Messiah declared a testimony above them all. The leaders, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways have become hypocritical in Israel. And the way of the gospel of peace the Gentiles had not known. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, wherever men have been blinded to maintain the varying constraints of their rulers, there's a dimension of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, they never attained. There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, and it explains among the so-called seven seals of Revelation how the nations resisted the righteousness of Yah. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the time has come. We must prepare for that day. I said we must prepare for that day when all the rebels must be purged out from the midst of us, and that there indeed be no strange gods among us, no altered standards, no deviation. Must become that invariant light the Most High said that he would uphold true unto his name. So much to say about this, my brothers and sisters, indeed. I know with the time that's even left, it's going to be very difficult to go through all that could be said about this, but I'm going to try to put forth the effort to try to explain as much as the immediate time will allow. It says, let's run with patience the race. In other words, to attain to the goal the Most High has declared, the mutual faith, must be the mutual faith and expectation mutual sense of reasoning acceptable unto him that is an obligation required of us all. Looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher, founder and finisher, completer of our faith. Mutual expectation here, my brothers and sisters. Mutual sense of standard here. Mutual, my brothers and sisters, recognition of an obligation unto a standard the Most High himself decreed. Looking to Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who was for the joy that was set before him endured the stake. How about say the crucifixion? Despising, let's just say, the shame of this world, or the fallen standards of this world, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yah. Let's remember what's in the book of Acts. He says he must remain in heaven. How about the right hand of the Father? Until the time comes of the restitution of all things. To reveal again all the things spoken by the Most High, by the mouth of his holy prophets. All things spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets since world began. It says, when he appears, whoever will not hearken to the testimony of that prophet, yes, we're talking about Yeshua's return, should be cut off from among the people. What the scripture says, Messiah will come forth, saying in Isaiah 49, to a people that have sworn by his name, but not unto all truth and all righteousness. He will come saying, there's no peace to the lawless, no peace after any lesser standard. So listen to me, O ye isles, talking to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. In fact, the Most High has made an oath. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? The Most High has made an oath in my name. That oath, my brothers and sisters, scripture said he should reveal what is the glorious honor, what is honorable before the Most High. Made his mouth like a sharp sword, a discerner. Didn't scripture say we should pray for that discretion? Scripture says to bring his people back to him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that he should be a light. Yes, a light of salvation unto all the nations. See, for it says in Hebrews 12:3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. In other words, how about this, my brothers and sisters? Persevered and overcame all the contradiction of varying forms of sin of fallen standards among men against the will of one himself, even the will of the Father. Say, in other words, learn to be stronger. Seek the Most High for a greater strength and discretion than all these differences. Lest you be wearied, as was Edom, and faint. How about fall short? Remain indiscriminate in your minds. What did we see earlier? We found out that Edom meant? It meant to be wearied. How about to be indiscriminate? How about not discerning, my brothers and sisters, the preciousness of a glorious promise the Most High has made? Thinking of saying a lot, my brothers and sisters, to the 12 tribes that call themselves or would be called Israel today. Notice the book of Hebrews speaking to Hebrew people. You've forgotten the exhortation, the admonishment, which speaketh unto you, which is spoken to you since you were children. My son, despise not the chastening, the discipline of the Most High, nor faint when you are rebuked of him, reproved of him, for whom the Father, whom Yah loves, he chasteneth. The way he deems it necessary, he scourges every son with whom he would be pleased to receive unto himself. And so if you endure this chastening, very necessary, Yah deals with you as he does sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Isaiah, we will find the scripture saying that his people You will find a people that have sworn by his name, but not in truth, not unto all righteousness. They have not preferred, but let's just say persevered unto a perfect work. And he said, this people, he must refine, for he has chosen them into what the scripture calls the furnace of affliction. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he has put them in a crucible. How about a much contradiction, my brothers and sisters? A crucible of much contradiction, whereby it must be proven who are my brothers and sisters who will survive and prove themselves most faithful. But if ye be without chastisement, in other words, if you're left completely without anything to discipline you or to, let's just say, push you towards seeking the perfect will of Yah, or you be without discipline from the Most High in the midst of all this contradiction, some people feel like, hey, if amidst all these vast controversies, they have nothing in them or have heard nothing to reprove them in their slothfulness, they feel like everything's all right. Not so, my brothers and sisters. Say, if you be without chastisement, without discipline, wherever you are, you should be partakers. He said, then you're bastards and not sons. In other words, as if you had no father, none to discipline you for the greater good at all. The grace of Yah reveals a standard. And let's be wise enough to understand that. Say, furthermore, if we had fathers after our flesh which correct us, and we gave them respect, reverence, should we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits, that we might live? We say, verily, for a few days, or for a short time, if you will, how about in our days of being raised, if you will, but they verily for a few days chasing us after what seemed pleasing or what seemed acceptable or what seemed sufficient in their sight. But he, for, in other words, the Most High, would do it ultimately for our ultimate good. That we ultimately gain, my brothers and sisters, even his prize, even his promise, that we might be partakers with him of his holiness. In other words, get my point. What we learn after the, let's just say, the variant guides we have after the flesh, it doesn't, that, my brothers and sisters, that guidance does not assure that we will be perfected according to all that is divine will. But if the Most High himself is our teacher, what do you say the Holy Spirit does? Teach all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. How about, my brothers and sisters, we should pursue the Most High for wisdom and discretion of his will, lacking nothing. And then, my brothers and sisters, shall we be given of his blessing, his guidance, generously. Beginning of the book of Hebrews even says concerning Messiah, because you love righteousness and hated iniquity, I've given you the oil of gladness. How about his anointing? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Greater than all your fellows. Blessed are they who are discerned, my brothers and sisters, the wisdom of this and the blessedness that will come to those who will seek this full fruition. He said, no chastening or discipline at first, at present time, at first, seems to be joyous, but something after which some might be contend to grieve. It said, nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit. How about it yields fruit unto peace, unto righteousness, unto them who are exercised thereby? Wherefore, lift up the hands, it says. Now, where did this verse come from? Hebrews 12 and 12. Therefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight the paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned. Or let the lame, how about that was weird, be turned out of the way, not persevering straightway. Be turned out of the way. How about turn from the path, misled? And car, and then, but rather, my brothers and sisters, rather than being lame, weak, let's just say drunken and misguided, far better, my brothers and sisters, we be guided, that we be healed. How about our sense of discretion and conscience healed? Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Wow. I could talk about the scriptures in Isaiah 35. It talks about a time when a Savior must come to save man from all his indiscretion. It means, my brothers and sisters, that we become again a strong people. The same idea is in Isaiah 41. It talks to Israel, my brothers and sisters, that we should again become a strong people. A threshing instrument having teeth. Something that will discern, my brothers and sisters, what is and is not of worth among all the nations. I'm talking about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 40, 41. To speak about the strengthening, the re-strengthening of a people according to all the Most High we call viable. It's the same spirit, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41, when we read these words. Fear not, for they put in the King James, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, for I will help thee, says the Most High, for I am thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee as a new sharp threshing instrument, like a sharp sword having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains, you shall beat them small, you shall make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, the wind shall carry them away, the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Most High and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. What does scripture say in Isaiah 41, going back? What does it say to his people? 41:10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Yah. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive against thee will perish. Thou shalt seek them, and you will not find them. They that contend with thee, they that will be a war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of nothingness. I, the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, if you understand the point here, will hold thy right hand and will say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee, I will strengthen thee. Well, brothers and sisters, that is the exact same spirit of the verses we find in Isaiah in the 35th chapter, when he says he will bring forth a Savior to strengthen the discretion of his people. Isaiah 35:3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Holy One will come with a vengeance, even the God of recompense. How about God the Savior? God the Avenger will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and the streams as streams in the desert. In other words, he will revive his people. What did he say? That my people will call on my name. Will seek my face. How about discerning him perfectly? To turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. Blessed they will understand this, my brothers and sisters, for the substance is contained in it. For 12 and 14, it says, follow peace with all men. What it means is we should follow after the way of righteousness is a right example for all men. In other words, not being carried away by a multitude of contradictions. Following peace with all men, seeking after holiness, what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. Consecration unto him beyond all worldly misconceit and misexample. And it says, without that holiness, get this point, no man shall see. How about the salvation of Yah? Brothers and sisters, the Most High confirms with his name all that is his covenant, all that is his command. He said, if you let anybody trick you into thinking that Messiah came to deny any part of the law and the prophets, even what seems to be the least part of the law and the prophets, It says being duped unto misrepresenting and lying against the Savior himself. You said after doing this, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yahweh. There's 45,000 denominations in the world today. I guarantee you, my brothers and sisters, out of that 45,000, there's a whole big pack of lies. And the very institutions that you've been led to trust in this diversitude, all of them. I repeat, Isaiah 59, says the way of peace men have not known. Look for salvation, can't find it. Messiah must restore a standard that finally a covenant be restored permanently in the minds and the mouths of his people. Isaiah 56:9 talks about all your leaders are like dogs that cannot bark, none of them seeking full understanding, no one discerning that it's the righteous man that will escape the wrath that is to come. All of them, my brothers and sisters, more concerned with their personal pulpits and thrones, even compelling men to defy and to mock the very righteousness of Yah himself, because scattered among the nations, my brothers and sisters, men have loved the ways of their variant kings. Scripture said, if you trust in them, they all be swept away like wind and vanity. Even by a wind, my brothers and sisters, even like proving the spirit of vanity that they are. He said, but those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountains. Who will understand? Hebrews 12:4. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see Yah. Looking diligently, lest any man fall short of the grace of Yah, the mercy of Yah. Hold on now. He said, if you sought him beyond all doubt and all debate and all double-mindedness, he would give of you of his wisdom generously. But it says, listen to this 12:15, looking diligently. Most High told me these words that I'm showing you now are very precious, but they're only for the most humble and diligent soul. He says, looking diligently. Oh, Daniel 12:10. It said, the wicked of those, let's just say, also ran. He said, the wicked, lawless, those whose short-sightedness and lack of diligence would only result in evil against the perfect will of one. Man prideful, my brothers and sisters, in his unrighteousness. So the wicked shall not understand. He calls them wicked just simply for not seeking the Most High sufficiently enough. So the wicked shall not understand, but those who done good works, or those who seek to do and perform all that is good and righteous and perfect for the Most High, he said, they shall understand. It's time we comprehend, my brothers and sisters, those who will to do his will are the ones who know the doctrine. In the time, my brothers and sisters, appointed, he would open their eyes. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which any no man shall see the Most High. Looking diligently, lest any man fall short of, how about the gift of discretion that comes from on high? Lest any root of bitterness spring up among you. Oof. Lest any man, my brothers and sisters, be defiled by a corrupt standard. Lest any man be found a fornicator. How about, my brothers and sisters, unfaithful, not steadfast, profane in his reasoning, as was Esau, who did not persevere, who grew weary in his diligence, who for one morsel, he said, one morsel of meat, for one small meal, sold his birthright. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's many out here today who call themselves Israel and say that they are Israelites by birth just because they believe in their genealogy, the blood of Israel. But my brothers and sisters, so did the ones to whom this letter was written. So was it true, my brothers and sisters, of so many scattered among the nations to which the gospel was first sent. But does that mean, my brothers and sisters, they all were faithful? I want you to think about that. It says, in so many ways, then, realize what Esau was later. And coming back from Egypt, okay? And the people of Israel came, how the tribes of Israel came out from Egypt. They passed through the lands that were Edom, Esau, the lands that were the lands of Moab. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that those nations seek to act as obstacles. How about, my brothers and sisters, to add in the midst of the people strange gods, misperceptions, that the people not be, if you will, made in all things righteous and acceptable before the One Most High. My brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you now is that so many of us today say that we are Israel. But my brothers and sisters, do we forget that the prophecies say ultimately that Messiah himself will come, will appear for the express purpose, knowing indeed what is the righteousness of the Most High, sealed and confirmed in the name of the Most High. Born with the seal, born with a confirmation, born, my brothers and sisters, with an oath from the Most High. What does Scripture say concerning him in Isaiah 50? He would come in the last day saying, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Behold, in my rebuke, I drive the seas, I make the heavens sackcloth their covering. Why? In other words, he rebukes all the misconceits of all the leaders. Drive the rivers. That means he shows that there's a need to transcend the mindscape of all your leaders who have been far less than my brothers and sisters diligent under the perfect will of Yah. Double-minded, more concerned with pulpits and thrones than the peace of a people. Reconciliation and the healing of a people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we have to overcome them all. Most High didn't accept the say you'd accept the standards of any of them. The wisest of us will understand that Messiah had to come to reprove all this, saying what? Morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand this is the one that comes forth according to Isaiah 41, saying, keep silence and listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Let my people renew their strength. Isaiah 41, Isaiah 49. Speaking of that same one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High foreswore by an oath that he would awaken him beyond the misconceits that is the matrix of darkness where the truth was not allowed to enter after the misrule of men. Scripture says, for a time he walked after the vanity of man, but now the Most High himself has strengthened him, and the Most High himself has become that upon which he, him whom he relies upon. And the Most High has become his strength. In fact, the Scripture says that for those who would follow him, Most High, yes, my brothers and sisters, his reward is with Yah. His works, his deeds, his thoughts are with the Most High to bring his people back to him. And my brothers and sisters, not only to bring his people back to him who would love and first trust, seeking after that blessed goal, requirement, according to all that's accepted before Yah. Having some concept, my brothers and sisters, of the expectation and awakened to understand it. For my brothers and sisters, also to awaken all the nations. And I dare say that something be understood about Messiah 2,000 years ago. And I even go as far as to say for those who are ready to understand it, the Scripture says he comes a second time to regather his people as he regathered them before. I say he did that 2,600 years ago. Many of you not understanding what's really written in Isaiah 40 through 66, Zechariah 3:8 and 3:16, Malachi 4:2, haven't quite caught on to that. Luke 1:78, haven't quite caught on to that. Who early in the ancient Israel knew Messiah to be? Might not comprehend that. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes again to reconcile mankind into the perfect will of one. And how many of my brothers and sisters among us are ready to hearken to him? Man is not going to be confirmed as Israel according to whatever seems wise in his own mind, but whether or not he's willing to hearken to the reasoning of Messiah when he appears. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those. I said blessed are those who will understand this and will be prepared to hearken to him. What does Scripture say? Yah so loved the world. Yes, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever believeth in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. I see somebody up in the chat, 9998953. I'd like to see what that actually translates to. But for time being, right now, you're just going to mute that. If you want to call in, if you can speak a little English, at 6615, what is that again? 6615-549-212. We might talk about it, but I guess it wouldn't be so difficult to have that translator say bonjour, that means friend. Guess could say, kind of like saying what's up. Something about Charlie Sheen. Oh, my goodness, that's not even worth going into right now. Yeah, I heard about that, but not an issue for tonight.
90 seconds.
Well, the scriptures say in Hebrews, we only got a few minutes now. It says that Esau, because he turned back, fell short of what was even worthy of the birthright. But you know how that after, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. He found no place for repentance. He never found the way of repentance. How about he never found the way of discretion to even begin to do so? So he sought it carefully with tears. Oh, my brothers and sisters. How many of us understand that the first command of the Most High, that we must love the Most High, and that word for love also means seeking with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that we preserve the integrity of his word? We say we love him, but how many of us are willing to seek him when we have an opportunity to discern so much more than the ordinary? Because we said in these last days there would be an increase in knowledge as we prepare for the coming of the Son of Man. Many say they love him. But how many, my brothers and sisters, you find out truth that you never heard, prepare to seek it diligently, that we all might be much more prepared to walk after and follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Well, I will continue this tomorrow, Yah willing. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near.